First game of the Turkey Leg Classic is in the books. The final is Merrimack 7, Army 3. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And first, Scott mentioned Turkey Leg. We had a little argument on the air. Butternut squash, yay or nay?
Yay, for sure. Good. 100%.
All right, Team Butternut Squash then, right?
Yeah, no problem. I love that.
All right, that's what I like to hear. So we'll start that off. But tonight's game, boy, I mean, I think midway through the second period, with Army leading by the score of 2-0, I don't think anybody could have foreseen the way that it turned out. But was it a matter of, you know, you guys had outshot them 18-5 or something like that in the first. They had a 2-0 lead. You continued to get shots and chances in the second period. Was it a matter of just trying to stick with the game plan?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, at points you can't get discouraged by the score because there are times you're, you know, controlling a game and you're behind because the chances you give up are such strong ones because you're leaning so heavily on the offense. But, you know, we understood the concern is that they're a hard team to play against and they defend very well. The goaltender was playing great. We just had to get in front of him, get around him, and give him some traffic and, you know, try to back him up a little bit. And I think we were able to do that. And that allowed us to start to score a couple goals. But we understood going into the game how difficult it was going to be because, you know, Army plays hard. They were a good team. They played really well in transition as well.
That's what it seemed like was in that first period, even though you had that many shots. I mean, there wasn't necessarily that much space to operate out there. They were quick to get on you guys defensively and transition out of the zone. You know, when they had a chance, that's how they score at least one of their goals anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I think that that's I think our guys felt at times like they were in space with pucks and they played it a little bit slow, and it came right back at us. And, you know, their first goal, that's exactly what happened. It went all the way down the other end of the rink, and, you know, we were in a tough situation. So that's going to be, you know, something we need to make sure we're ready for moving forward. But I thought we handled it well as the game went on.
It looked like in the second period, maybe compared to the first, like I said, in the first, you didn't have a lot of second chances. There weren't a lot of, you know, wasn't a lot of traffic necessarily in front of their goaltender or, you know, deflections, what have you. It seemed like there was more of an effort to try to make that happen in the second. Was that true?
We had to get around them because there were rebounds there that we didn't get to. They defended us well on that opportunity as well, but we did get around them, and I think we might have gotten one or two power play rebound goals and second chance goals in the second period, and those goals are huge because that means you're in the right spot in the ice offensively without the puck, and good things happen when you do that. And that's what happened tonight. That's why we scored, because we were in the right place on the rink, and that was an effort without the puck that got them there.
You have a veteran team, so you've been in situations like that before where you've been down by a goal or two. Did that help in a game like tonight?
Well, our leadership is really good with this group, and not only by the guys wearing letters, but all the older players. And they had a great message to the team in between periods. Just keep playing. You know, don't sweat it. Just keep playing, and things will come back to us.
Ben Brock got the scoring started for you. His second goal, he's now scored two goals in a week or so. That seemed to, like I said, spark you guys and really get you guys going at that point.
Yeah, that was a really big goal. Because at that point, you know, we couldn't break the ice. And if we hadn't broken it, who knows what would have happened. So it was a really big play by our captain, and not surprisingly.
Ty Dano was the warrior of the game tonight, had his first two collegiate goals for you guys, one on a deflection, another one on a nice offensive play.
Yeah, he could have had a third one too. He got a nice second opportunity, but Ty, I was really happy for him because he was really good away from the puck as well. He had a good block, he got pucks out of the zone, he did the things he had to do to be successful on the shift, and then he got rewarded with a couple of goals, which is really good to see.
So you guys had that score the five goals in the second period. You lead 5-2 after two, but then, you know, they come out, they make a goaltender change to try to spark their guys. It pays off with a goal on the first shift of the third period. Anything at that point where you have to, you know, kind of, you know, reset or refocus at that point, or does the fact that, like we said, you guys are a veteran team, does that help in that situation?
Yeah, let's just keep playing. I mean, it's certainly a two-goal lead is never safe in hockey, and it felt a lot more comfortable on the bench when it was a three-goal lead, but that's probably what happened to our team, too. And so they came right at us, and we talked about this. They don't even know the word quit, you know, Army, and thank God, right, for all of us. And it just was... they kept working hard, and you knew they were going to, and it was a nice goal by them, and I thought we did a nice job after that of settling the game back down to us, and we played well from that point on, I thought.
You did have to change up the lines a bit there when Michael Cetera got hurt there. How's he doing?
He's okay. We don't really know yet. He's getting an x-ray, but hopefully he'll be back soon enough. It won't be in the near future, but hopefully soon enough.
All right, so it looks like tomorrow when Bentley comes in, that'll be for the championship of this tournament. Been a while, if we are right. We tried to look things up since Merrimack's won a tournament championship. What would that mean tomorrow night?
You know, whenever you're playing for a trophy, it matters. And so hopefully tomorrow we're ready to go. You know, obviously Bentley's excited. They had a big W today. And we just need to be ready to try to get that tomorrow. And we understand we're going to play a team that's going to be coming after us all game. They're going to play very similar to Lowell. Andy was a coach at Lowell for a long time and had a lot of success there. I'm not surprised at the success he's having in his first year. He's a really good coach and an excellent recruiter. And there'll be a big challenge tomorrow. We've got to be ready to play.
All right, thanks, Scott. Should be a good one tomorrow. Bentley and Merrimack, the championship game of the Turkey Leg Classic. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it, Mike.